Herzlich willkommen zu unserer ersten Folge unseres Podcasts Talking Purpose – Wirtschaft neu denken. Der Podcast zu Corporate Purpose und warum er ein Unternehmen von Grund auf verändern wird. Wir sprechen mit Machern, Experten und guten Freunden über Corporate Purpose und seinen Beitrag zum Unternehmenserfolg. Im Gespräch mit unseren Gästen erfahrt ihr Aktuelles, Informatives und Persönliches rund um Corporate Purpose und erhaltet Einblicke in die Unternehmen, die den Mut haben, Wirtschaft neu zu denken. Ich bin Annette Bruce.
Und ich bin Christoph Jero.
Heute sprechen wir mit Gabriela Eckelund, Vice President Corporate Brand Communication von Essity. Erfahren Sie, wie Essity in beispielhafter Art und Weise etwas scheinbar Alltägliches wie Wellbeing zu einem globalen Leitsatz ihrer gesamten unternehmerischen Tätigkeit gemacht hat. Im Gespräch teilt Gabriela Insights dazu, wie dieser Corporate Purpose seine Kraft im Unternehmen, vor allem aber auch im weltweiten Kampf gegen das Coronavirus entfaltet hat und wie Essity sich für die Enttabuisierung von Themen wie Menstruation und Inkontinenz einsetzt. Da Gabriela aus Schweden kommt, führen wir das heutige Gespräch auf Englisch. Hallo Gabriela.
Hi.
Let me start with a general question on corporate purpose. If someone asked you what corporate purpose is, what would be your answer?
Well, I guess a corporate brand purpose is a reason of being and why we exist. It's a concept in a brand framework, and it is what drives us and our different stakeholders for employees to work for a company, and the reason for why business partners wants to do business with us, why investors invest in Essity, and the different driving factors for a company as such. Mm-hmm. I guess it's needs to be true to all facets of the company. It's what distinguish and differentiates us. It is the highest common factor rather than the lowest common denominator and the essence of what we do and why we exist.
Mm-hmm. That's quite a broad view on it, which I personally very much like. How long have you been dealing with this topic and how intensely have you dealt with it so far in Essity?
Essity has always been a purpose-driven company. After the split from SCA in 2017, we have worked even more intense with the concept as such. It now has a more prominent role in our brand framework or brand pyramid, as we say in Essity. But as a theory, it has always been there and the driving factor for why we exist and why you should want to do business with us or work for us or invest in us. And that's very much driven by the fact that we care about people and nature and we do things that has an effect on people from a hygiene, health and well-being point of view.
Mm-hmm. And whose idea was it, or who originally came up with that purpose in your company?
So, as I said, the way of working has always been there. So for us, it wasn't new in that sense. Mm-hmm. Our brand purpose is, if I may spell it out already, it's breaking barriers to well-being. And as a global leading hygiene and health company, our vision is the fact that we are dedicated to improving well-being through leading hygiene and health solutions. And the whole nature of our business is really positive in that sense. So we were quite a small group of people that had all of these different aspects to work with and play with, quote unquote, if you wish, when we distilled. So what are then the main words that make out the corporate purpose? And as I said previously, I think the main challenge for that group who worked with it was really to make sure that it was the highest common factor and not the lowest common denominator. Because if you're going to communicate the lowest common denominator, you're left with something that may feel bland and watered out. And it needed to be that highest common factor to make sense.
That sounds very natural, as if you couldn't even think of another way of doing business. But most of your competitors are not, I can't see from an outside perspective that they are following a corporate purpose. So from my perspective, it sounds very authentic and very credible, but still amazing that you seem to be one of the few in that product field who is really following this corporate purpose. What do you think? How come?
Well, I think that most companies and surely our competitors have a corporate brand purpose one way or another. I think it's really necessary today, perhaps more important today than ever. But if I may go on to what made us strive for a corporate purpose and a little bit more about the background from our point of view. So Essity is a relatively new company from a spin-off from SCA in 2017.
Yeah.
And we recently did a first sort of baseline brand study of our brand awareness and perception, where one of the main findings was that we had developed a clear path for our communications, but we would be able to sort of achieve even greater gains by being more distinct and consistent in our communications, which made us initiate this job to distill our corporate brand purpose. Because we also know that fundamentally across all our brands, we are about well-being, whether it's about speaking up about lymphedema, incontinence, or menstruation, or if it is sort of related to accessible hand hygiene. Well-being is really part of our vision and business strategy and an essential part of life. So it needs to be and relate to both kind of a corporate truth and who we are as a company, but it also needs to relate to a human truth and what people expect from us. So I think the most important aspects of our brand purpose is that it is aligned with some of the most important trust drivers that we have seen in our corporate brand research, but it's also rooted in our, you know, beliefs and behaviors, culture, history, etc. It's true, and that is sort of evidenced by our company actions on and from our categories and brands. But as you also started on, it needs to position us in a distinct way in comparison to our main competitors.
Yeah, absolutely. Because from a consumer point of view, all the brands are about hygiene. But I feel that you elaborate the subject much more than everybody else does. And particularly now in Corona times, I felt that all your communication is really spot on, as if you had known what is ahead in this world in terms of the coronavirus. So how did that come into play when you were already on hygiene as a main driving factor, and then Corona changed the world dramatically?
Yes, I mean, of course, we didn't see it coming, but I think we all felt that in this situation, we are super relevant. Hygiene and health is more relevant and important than ever. And I think that Corona or not, in finding a purpose, you need to be authentic. It needs to be aligned with things that we already do. It needs to be rooted in strategies and actions. In that sense, I think in this particular situation, we are and need to continue to be very relevant in our communications. And from a corporate brand perspective, I think that all communications needs to be very distinctive. And perhaps finally, it needs to drive trust, because ultimately, trust is the brand equity of a corporate brand.
Wir möchten an dieser Stelle, unüberhörbar, gerne auf unseren Sponsor hinweisen. Beyer Dynamic, der renommierte Kopfhörer- und Mikrofonhersteller aus Heilbronn, der den Großteil seiner exzellenten Pro-Audio-Produkte am Standort in Handarbeit fertigt. In diesem Fall unterstützt er uns mit dem Fox USB-Mikrofon und den DT770 Pro-Kopfhörern. Somit ist sichergestellt, dass wir uns hier gut verstehen.
Gabriela, for a lot of companies, purpose is a rather new concept. You have embedded it very early into the existence of Essity, but you also have a very differentiated structure of strategic instruments in place, like a vision and a mission that you very openly communicate also externally. Could you explain your company's understanding between these different instruments and how they work together?
Yes, I think from a corporate brand communications point of view, the corporate brand is really communicating everything that the company does. So I believe that from our, if you look at our brand pyramid, the vision is really what guides us as a company and as a brand. And the purpose is there just beneath the vision to connect the strategy and the objectives of the company with what we do from a brand communications point of view. So if you have the vision on top, you then have the corporate brand purpose, the tone of voice, and how this resonates and what are the benefits towards the different stakeholders that we have identified as a corporate brand. And we need to make sure that there is a red thread from the company and corporate strategy through then to the corporate brand strategy.
And how do you consider the time horizon or the time frame of these different instruments? Is a vision and a purpose equally long term, or how do you handle that?
So the communications strategy and the brand strategy with its objectives and follow-up measurements are aligned with the corporate strategy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Your communication is very open with quite delicate topics like menstruation and incontinence that are key parts of your product and brand portfolio. Can you please explain your goals and approach behind that and its connection to the Essity purpose?
Sure. I mean, as Essity, we have always raised our voices and de-dramatized issues that people generally find it hard to talk about, like menstruation and incontinence. It stems from our vision, which goes through all parts of the company, and the fact that we're dedicated to improving well-being through leading hygiene and health solutions. And Essity is only as big and powerful as the sum of our parts. So we need to communicate and resonate, of course, between the corporate brand and what we do through the categories and the brands of Essity.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope for when communicating your corporate purpose? Can you name the most important goals and explain them?
Mm-hmm. So our brand purpose will be measured through its authenticity and distinctiveness, and to what extent that it drives trust. Because as a corporate brand, we stand and fall with trust. And as I perhaps mentioned earlier, trust is ultimately the brand equity of a corporate brand. And this will be measured and followed up in our next brand study. So we're setting goals for reach and awareness, and we're setting goals for perception. And then finally, as I said, authenticity, distinctiveness, and trust.
Have you auch goals? Like I saw in one of your campaigns that you were saying 4 out of 10 girls never have the chance to speak to your parents about menstruation issues. Do you have goals like we want to change this and we hope that in whatever 10 years time, it's at least 6 or 7 or 8 girls who have the chance to speak with their parents about menstruation issues?
We haven't set those specific objectives and targets, but ultimately we hope that we will be able to move the needle with all of our communications aspects and, mm-hmm. and corporate brand initiatives, that we'll also be able to move the needle on these facts and figures. Absolutely.
With your communication campaign, you take a public stance on current social and political issues. Please describe the process of creating this campaign. What do you hope to show with this attitude? And what role does corporate purpose play in this?
We, as SCT, we run a dialogue around how hygiene and health connects to well-being. And we talk about things that matter to people, no matter where you live or work or act. And some matters like menstruation, they are really hard to talk about in one country, but they can be hard to live with in another country where you may be kept away from the kitchen or cooking food or things like that. So it's very relative in different parts of the world, but we communicate how we take a stance on those issues. And for us, this is not a communications campaign in a way. It's a never-ending commitment to innovate sustainable products mm-hmm. and solutions that support well-being.
Mm-hmm. Is this a truly global campaign? Do you run the same communication wherever your products are available?
In a way, yes, but from a corporate brand perspective, we have chosen to focus on a couple of key markets because we may not have the same sort of budgets as some of our main competitors. Mm-hmm. So we have chosen to focus our efforts from a paid social media perspective on 7 markets. But over and above that, of course, all of our communications through our products and brands communicate the same sense of dedication and commitment to well-being through hygiene and health.
Mm-hmm. So I would like to come to another topic, and corporate purpose and the concept and the philosophy behind it is focusing very much on creating stakeholder value for a lot of different stakeholders involved in a company organization. And with the stakeholders you are interacting with, how are the reactions of them to your purpose-driven business?
Very good, I would say. As I mentioned earlier, we have only done the first baseline study from a corporate brand perspective, and we aim to follow this up shortly. But from a social media perspective, we get much more frequent feedbacks, of course. And all in all, it's a very positive response. We have just recently rolled out breaking barriers to well-being internally through a film that can also be seen on our website, which takes a starting point in the current situation and showing the relevance of SCT and what we do in the current COVID-19 situation, where our hand hygiene educational programs for children are more relevant and important than ever, as is the supply of toilet paper and making sure that we use our expertise in the most and best way so that it supports this situation that we are in. And another example of that is repurposing a machine that was originally used for producing personal care products and instead producing face masks for our own employees and the healthcare industry.
Now, tell us a bit more about that. Was that very difficult? Who drove that idea? I mean, I read in the news you were one of the first to change your production into producing masks. Who drove that in your company? And was it really difficult, or was it more that it came natural as it is your purpose and it was spot on where you are needed as a company?
I believe we were invited as a company to have discussions with the Swedish government on what can we and other hygiene companies do to support this situation. And we have some true visionary people in Essity, and this was an idea and a concept that came about in and around one of our factories outside the Gothenburg region, where the plant manager saw how we could transform a machine that had been originally used for diapers and instead repurpose that and produce face masks. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we have a very open and open atmosphere and an allowing culture, if you wish, I think made this possible, together with a lot of other very important aspects, of course, like public affairs and internal discussions and external discussions with all sorts of stakeholders to make this happen. But you can have a look at the end result and really listen to a fantastic story about this on our website.
Mm-hmm. And
that will give this whole story much more truth and emotions than I will ever be able to provide.
Yes, very interesting what you are, and also great to hear what you were able to achieve internally, reacting so quickly and effectively. Can you also share some reactions of other stakeholders, also like customers or consumers? I think you mentioned it at the beginning that you had a lot of reactions on social media.
I think in our next brand awareness study, we'll be able to measure this even better. But our studies show and continue to show that the people who come in contact with us, they like us. Mm-hmm. A lot of this comes from the fact that our communications builds on our proof points and the fact that the brand purpose is true to Essity.
Zwischendurch ein Hinweis in eigener Sache. Wer sich noch näher mit Purpose beschäftigen will, dem möchten wir unser Buch empfehlen. Corporate Purpose, das Erfolgskonzept der Zukunft. Wie sich mit Haltung, Gemeinwohl und Profitabilität verbinden lassen. Annette und ich haben darin den Stand zum Thema konzeptionell und praxisorientiert aufbereitet. Besonders stolz sind wir auf die 16 ausführlichen Fallbeispiele, die vom Startup über den Mittelstand bis zum Global Player zeigen, wie purpose-orientiertes Wirtschaften erfolgreich gestaltet werden kann. Erschienen ist das Buch im Verlag Springer Gabler und erhältlich überall, wo es Bücher gibt, als Softcover oder E-Book. Und jetzt zurück zum Podcast.
And do you have any other examples of stakeholders, maybe also partners in your value chain, and how they are reacting towards your corporate purpose?
The one thing that strikes me is that it feels true to Essity. We have not tried to put lipstick on a gorilla, because lipstick on a gorilla will always be just that, right?
That's a good metaphor.
Yeah, it feels and the reactions that we get are exactly that it feels like it comes from within, and that it's really true for Essity as a company and as a brand.
Mm-hmm. Again, this sounds so natural when you say that. And we see so many other companies where nothing comes truly from within, if I may say so. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Well, what's the origin of that? Is that the Scandinavian way of making business, or what is driving that?
I said that Essity's history runs back to 2017 when we split from SCA. But of course, before that, we were part of SCA that was a leading global hygiene and forest products company with roots that go back to 1929 and even further back in history, if you wish. And I think our Scandinavian way of caring for nature and then caring for people and nature is certainly one thing that has sort of affected us and something that we take with us from our sort of relationship with the forest products company of SCA. And in a way, when we came to the split in 2017, it was really a happy divorce in a way. It was a happy divorce when we decided to take the best parts to both SCA and Essity from our common history, our common culture, our common values and beliefs and behaviors. So perhaps that also has an effect on how we continue to work with these questions going forward.
Mm-hmm. What makes a purpose-oriented company like Essity special for you personally? What do you think is the main difference to companies without a clearly defined purpose?
I think that a purpose gives us direction and a reason. And I have a saying in this that goes like this. You need to know where you are to know where you're going. And you need to know who you are to know how to get there. Mm-hmm. I first heard this in my early times in SCA. And I think that when you think about it a little bit more in detail, it really resonates personally, but also as a brand. You need to know where a brand is to know where to take it. And you need to know who you are to know how to get there. There is a lot of philosophy in that, which I really like and which has guided me in my job many times. It's all about self-consciousness and knowing yourself and how to distill the best from yourself and from your brand.
We have another question that's not specifically related to Essity, and just from your personal opinion, is there another company or brand that you know and that you find very inspiring in terms of purpose that is not Essity? Is there one that you could highlight?
I think I see a lot of these purpose-driven companies in our sort of benchmark jobs. I think there are companies like Patagonia and Nike that does a lot from a sustainability and taking a stance point of view. Mm-hmm. You have a Swedish company like IKEA, of course, who really manages and have managed fantastically well to keep that original feeling of entrepreneurship and fantastic growth to come out with really, really strong purposes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we often have the question about how do you get employees behind a corporate purpose? And for me, that seems to be a rather tricky question in that sense that I don't think purpose is a concept that you need to convince people about and then teach them how to communicate it forward. But I believe, as you were saying earlier, that it has to be a very intrinsic concept that you like and be able to communicate, or you don't like it, but there's nothing in between. It doesn't seem to be a concept that you can teach your employees like you teach marketing specific tools or techniques. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I mean, I think you need to find your truth, your own corporate truth, but also the truth that resonates with people. As we spoke about earlier, you cannot strive for something that you are not. Lipstick on a gorilla will always be lipstick on a gorilla. There are no quick fixes. Ultimately, you need, of course, a good business and a business story that appeals to people. And if you can boil down that highest common factor of how to express that, that's fantastic. But the expression means nothing if you don't walk the talk and if you don't live as you learn. But if you can boil it down to a memorable, creative expression and use it consistently in all communications, internal and external, then you have a perfect sort of unified face of the corporate brand.
Mm-hmm. We often hear that managers, leaders, entrepreneurs say, well, I would love to work with a corporate purpose, but how can I do it? Particularly established organizations sometimes find it very hard to incorporate a corporate purpose. What are your top recommendations for leaders or managers to get their company or change their company into a more purpose-driven organization?
I would say exactly. I would repeat what I just said, that you need to find your truth. The corporate truth, whatever you have in the company in terms of vision, mission, values, sustainability story, all of the aspects that you have and stand for. But you also need to couple that with the truth that resonates with people, the human truth. And if and where those meet, you need to find what is the corporate brand purpose that can then be sort of boiled down to that memorable and creative expression that you should continue to use then consistently in all communications.
Do you think just one person in a company, let's say a manager in a top position, would be able to transform a company into a purpose-driven company? Do you think that's possible, or is it such a major thing that you need a good base of people in positions that can drive that forward?
Not necessarily. I think that as long as you have those corporate aspects and what your company is all about, and the fact that it's relevant and resonates with people, that is where those two marry, is where you will find your corporate purpose. And that's regardless of company and how many people that are working with it. I think that everyone can have a corporate purpose. You just need to find where the corporate truth meets the human truth.
Yeah, that's a very nice analogy. I like that. Mm-hmm.
So looking forward, you as Essity, as a company that has a very established and a very true and a very authentic purpose, how we've heard so far, do you think this reasoning or the philosophy behind corporate purpose for doing business in general, how do you think this will develop? Is this something that more companies will follow, or might you consider it more of like a niche topic or something that fades in importance in the upcoming years? What do you think?
I definitely feel that having a purpose is more important today than ever. We need to be relevant in today's communication buzz, and by having a clearly expressed reason to be and continuing to communicate that in a clear, consistent and authentic way is going to be a success factor for any purpose-driven company going forward.
So how do you personally see the future activities of SAT? Are they strongly driven by your corporate purpose? Where do you see SAT communication in 10 years' time?
Because I think that the corporate brand is the interface of what the company does, and the fact that the corporate purpose is clearly linked to the vision and the strategy of the company as such, this is just going to continue to be relevant for SAT, and continuing to communicate this in a very stringent way is, I hope, going to make a dent or that will be able to move the needle when it comes to corporate brand awareness, perception, authenticity, distinctiveness, and trust going forward. And because we know that consumers today are increasingly interested to know about the company behind the brand. That's also a driving factor, of course, for this. The fact that we are there as a reference and a reassurance when people buy or consider to buy our products and brands. And those consumers want to know that the product has been produced in a sustainable way by a company that deals in a good way with its employees and is a good corporate citizen player in the societies where we act. So from that perspective, it is going to be continue to be important from an SAT point of view, and I guess for a lot of other companies as well going forward. So in 10 years' time, I hope that we will have seen a shift in our awareness and in our perception, and hopefully our perception will really be linked to breaking barriers to well-being.
That's a super finishing sentence, Gabriela. Thank you very much for the interview. That was very inspiring and very insightful. I think SAT is really a fantastic example of how a corporate purpose can drive a company, can drive the organization, can drive the communication of the brands and be very authentic and very credible in the overall perspective. Well, thank you very much, Gabriela. We wish you all the best for going forward with SAT, and hope to have you soon here as our guest again.
Thank you very much. It was really my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriela.
An dieser Stelle ein Ausblick auf unsere nächste Folge. Zu Gast werden sein Ulrike Haugen und Björn Olaf Bord von der DNVGL. Erfahren Sie von unseren Gästen, wie der Corporate Purpose der DNVGL seit fast 150 Jahren entscheidenden Einfluss auf die unternehmerischen Tätigkeiten und die strategische Ausrichtung des Unternehmens hat und wie dieser Corporate Purpose auch heute noch im operativen Geschäft einen wichtigen Stellenwert im Unternehmen hat.